if someone made an oral commitment to hire a worker, we're talking, it could be a babysitter, it could be a doctor, a lawyer, these are all employees, a caterer, these are all employees, we hire them, and then we decide, there's only an oral commitment, there's no kinyan made, the work hadn't started yet, and then we decide to say, sorry, we don't want you anymore. Right, so last week we said that if there was no loss involved, they were able to get another job easily, so there were different halachas. So it depended how hard it was for them to get the new job. If they could get a new job without any difficulty at all, so then they couldn't even have any complaints against you. If it was hard for them to get a replacement job, so then they could have complaints against you, they could have terumas, because you made a tircha for them, it's hard for them to get the other job. Now they could get that, there's no monetary loss here, but just the tircha that they have to try hard to get their new job, that they have a right to complain, which will mean it's wrong for you to put yourself in a situation where people can have complaints against you. Now, even if they have no... So let's say in addition to that, right? We said there was an issue in the Chusri Amana that there's a halacha you have to keep your word, right? There's a halacha you have to keep your word. By not keeping your word, the Gemara says it's Ein Ruach Chachamim No Chayimen. The Chachamim don't have pleasure from such a person that doesn't keep his word. We saw from the Rishonim that the person could even be called a Rasha. So that was another issue in going back on our word. Except there we saw that there's a machlokas. The Shach seems to paskin that if there's a new price, the price changed, the price went down and you were committed to a higher price and you'd rather quit them and go take a cheaper job somewhere else, so then there's no problem of chusra amana, there's no problem of lack of integrity there, but there still will be the problem of he'll have complaints to you because you made it difficult for him to find a replacement. But those were the two halachas. Tarumas is that if it's a tircha for them, it takes great effort to replace your job, even though it can be done, they can have complaints. And the second issue is if there's no reason for you to change it, the price didn't change, so then it's a lack of integrity. You're supposed to keep to your word. We Sheris Yisrael Yasu Avla, Jews keep their word, and if we say something, we keep it. But we brought the Aruch HaShulchan, who said that if there's an overriding, a new thing came up, like it ended up you didn't need the babysitter because the thing you were going to, the PTA meeting got canceled, or whatever it was, there was something overriding that came up. Your sister came into town and she could babysit. Something new came up. So then the Aruch HaShulchan said, there's no problem with lack of integrity. There's no problem with even terumas, providing that there's no monetary loss involved, that the person can get another job. But that's what we said last week. This case that I have handed out here, it's just you can apply it to this case over here, which I think also is a case where there is no monetary loss, and that's something you could take home for homework. Now tonight's case is going to deal with where there is a monetary loss. We're still talking in cases where there was only an oral commitment. We're not used to thinking that an oral commitment should mean something, but it does in halacha. So we're talking that there was just an oral commitment for a certain job, but with a monetary loss. So the case happened in Eretz Yisrael like this 4 years ago. Reuven was working as a teacher in a certain school, and they had told him at the end of the school year that they wouldn't need him anymore, which is fine, that there was no issue with. A few days after they told him they wouldn't need him, they said, something just came up, we're adding a new grade, we could use you for that higher grade. He said, get in touch with us a week before the new school year, and they said, get in touch with us a week before this new school year, we'll give you the curriculum, we'll give you the class list and everything. So fine, he had a nice summer. A day before they were supposed to have a meeting, he got a call from the school and said, it wasn't so nice the way they said it to him, they said, we got a better teacher than you, we don't need you anymore. So Reuven complained to the Beis Din, this is in Tavshin and Vav, it happened. Reuven complained and said, I just got an off job offer in the summer to teach somewhere else, and I turned it down because I was committed to you, and now I can't get that job anymore. Right, and they said, I'm sorry, we have to do what's best for our children, and we have a more qualified teacher, and we can't have you teach here. So he said, okay, so pay me. Right, that's the case. So here there's a monetary loss. He turned down a job based on this RO commitment. he can't get another job now, it's a week before the school year, does he have a right to demand payment? Okay, so let's see the Gemara. Hasakhas ha'umnin. If someone hires umnin, same Mishnah Brisa we had last week, they tricked each other, they reneged on their commitment to work. Ein lohem zel ze ayin tarumas, they can only have complaints against one another. Right, we're going to be talking about where the employer so-called fired this guy, so the only thing he can do is complain. Right, that's the Mishnah we had last week. Now Tosfos asked the Kasha, Kasha Levi, the V had a Kasha, where we spoke about this in the last series. We hold like a mayor who holds Doin Dinadagarmi. We judge cases of Garmi. This is a direct, right, it's causative, but it's the results are direct. It's a direct loss to this person who is going, was expecting to get a work over here, and now you fired him before he even started. In Kaina Maido Yitiman Kapela Batu, Tosu says, you should at least pay him the amount of a worker who is taking off. Right? That's number one. Number one is, he says he should get the guy got fired. He says he should get paid. Right? He wants to get paid for his lawsuit. He lost work. So Tosu doesn't say he should get full pay. He thinks he should at least get a Kapela Batu. We'll see what that is in a second. The H. Lama Tosu's answer is that Mayri Kitika Shechozer Bo Od Yimsul is Takir. The Shechozer Bo is talking a case where when the employer changed his mind, Od Yimsul is Takir, it's still possible for him to find another job. That's the case where there's only Tarumas. That was the last week's case. Mashmashra Tosu's though, if he can't find a new job, so then he will get pay like a Polo Bata. We'll see what that is in a second. Then Ruka Yosef says a different wrinkle. He says it could be that even if he couldn't get another job now, it would still not be called being mazikim, because it could be that who said he would have gotten a job yesterday, right? This guy has a specialty that there's only one company that uses it, and they hired him, but if they hadn't hired him, he wouldn't have gotten the job anyway. It was only here he could have gotten the job. So there also is a way where there's no loss. So in order for there to be a loss, it has to be that he had a marketable skill that he could have gotten a job at the time that you hired him, and when you fired him, he could no longer get the job. Like, both those conditions have to exist. It has to be that he was able to get a job originally, you took him, and now when you fired him, it's too late. Like this case of the school case. He was able to get a job, he had an offer, and he turned it down, and now that you fired him the week before the school year starts, he can't get a job anymore. That's a davar ha'aved. Like, that's the case we're talking about, where he could have had another job, and he wasn't able to. So in that case, Tosu says you have to pay him like a poel batel. But just before we get into it, I mean, someone will ask, and just suppose the employee says, I could have had another job, and I say, yeah, prove it to me. Right, so of course you have to prove it, because you're trying to take money from me. I'm the employer. You're saying that I should pay you like a power of battle. I should pay you because I caused you a loss. Prove to me that I caused you any loss, and then I'll pay you. So the burden of proof is upon the employee. So he'll call up that other school and say, you know, tell them that you tried hiring me. You know, they'll have to have a proof. Okay, now what's the din of a power of battle? So a power of battle means like this. Let's say you're a professional. You're a professional who makes $50 an hour. Right? That's what you make in your profession. Suppose someone would offer to give you a paid vacation not to go into work. So you might be willing to take $40 to stay. You'll take a cut in pay not to have to go down to the pressure of your profession. Right? That, there is some price where you're willing to take a little bit less, in order not to have that pressure. So that's what a polo bottle is. That's at least the Shach's definition of a polo bottle. Smar also says like this, that we estimate in this person's profession, how much a person in that profession would be willing to take a cut in order to have the day off.
Now, for equal to unemployment today?
I have to see, I don't know.
Because it's less than
much. Yeah, well, here the Shach is saying it's going to depend on each particular profession. The Taz says it's a flat across, as a finish, I don't think anyone possibly. The Taz says it's 50%. Like Paul Belter is, if he was making $50 an hour, you give him 25. 100, you make him 50. whatever, like you said before, whatever you had offered to pay him, that was his, and assuming that's the going market rate, so you would pay him half of that amount, you know, no matter what. That's what the Taz says. The Shach, so it depends on the profession. Now that, I think, is what most people agree with the Shach, the Sma, that you look at the profession, you take a census. You know, you ask doctors, what would you like to stay home for? What percent cut would you take? You ask the teachers, you ask, we'll see teachers in a second, but we'll see accountants, lawyers, whatever it is. You ask them what cut you would take to be able to stay home. That's a Torah Batul. So that's the Psak of the of Tosus. The other Rishonim agree with that, except they say a little bit different. They say the Nukah Yosef brings from the Ramban, it's not really a Dino de Garmi, it's a Dover HaAved, and there's a whole thing, whether there's any machlokas between them. The Nesiva says the whole thing is just a Takanas Chazal, that if I hire you with the oral commitment, no kinyanate, and I cause you a loss, it's a Takanas Chachamim that I have to pay you for your loss. And that loss is measured by a Poel Batul. I mean, based on that, once you're saying it's a really like a hezek, it's not employment anymore. But if you're employing someone, then there's different halachas you have to pay that day. Baal Tolan, there's halachas you have to, when you have to pay the employer, employee. But here it's more of a din of a hezek or a takanas chazal, so those rules wouldn't apply. You have to pay him that amount. Okay, so that's number one. The halacha is, if even though there's only an oral commitment, if your retraction of that deal is going to cause the person a loss, meaning he had the opportunity to get a job when you hired him and he chose you, and now he can no longer get another job, so you cause him a loss, you have to pay him like a pillow bottle. Now, there's halacha like this. The Shulchan Aruch, it's on the second side of the handout, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Suppose you can't find, like, he had a commitment to teach high school. He's going to teach ninth grade and make a lot of money, $50 an hour, and now he could get a job in the seventh grade in the other school, which is having financial difficulties, and he can only make $30 an hour. But he could get that other job. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, in Eino Motzin Lias Nizkar Me'el B'Pachas, he could find a job which will pay less, Meshayim L'Hapchas, then that first school has to pay him the difference. Right? Or whatever worker it is, the babysitter, the lawnmower, right? You find him another lawn to mow, but they're going to pay less, so then you just have to pay him that difference. Right? They're going to pay $5 less, so you pay him that difference. Now the Shach says, from the Shulchan Aruch, interesting halacha, he says, that means that if I find that other job for the worker, and he chooses not to take it, so then I don't have to pay him anything. Right? The Shulchan Aruch is saying, if they only find a job which they'll get less pay, then you pay him the difference. If they choose not to take that job, and that's much more that way in the Shulchan also, so then you're completely out of it. So this guy, the guy who's mowing your lawn, and you cost him all those lawns to be mowed, he lost out because the weather changed and there's nothing left, and then you found the one lawn that he could mow for less money, and he chooses not to do it, so then you don't have to pay him anything. He chose not to do it. If he chooses to do it, so then he'll get the less pay there, and you pay him the difference. If he chooses not to, so then you don't have to pay him. So Tiskei Choshen says an interesting maisa. He says you can't bring rice from a maisa, but he says, if I can force him to take the cheaper job somewhere else, I can force him to take a cheaper job by me. So he says, suppose, he said, a mice happened with a gargoyle, that Paskin on the Shaila said, you can't bring a raya from Isim. But he said a mice like this. So you say, okay, I'm sorry, I don't need you anymore, I'm sorry I caused you a loss. You know, the people you had hired for your catering affair, for your doctor's office, for whatever it was, for your lawnmower, where you hired the doctor. You tell the doctor, look, I'm sorry, I can't come to you, but I have someone else who's on Medicare, and he'll come to you. You get less money, I'll pay you the difference. Right? And the doctor says, I'm not interested in that. Right? So suppose I find a job for this employee, saying, hey, Mr. Lawyer here, look, I'm sorry, I can't come to you. I'll pay you the difference, but I, in a cheaper job, I'd like you to learn in COBOL for this week. Right? Instead of working for me for this week, I hired you for the week, and I don't need you anymore, and I caused you a loss, but I'd like you to learn in Koro. Koro will only pay you $80 a week, and I'll fill in the difference. And they say, look, I'm sorry, I don't want to learn in Koro. So So then the halacha is that you say, okay, I don't have to pay you anything because I offered you a cheaper job and to pay the difference. You turned it down, and I don't have to do it anymore. I don't have to pay you anymore.
Right,
so we'll see. The Nesivas Chaznish both say that you can't offer him a job that he would never do otherwise. Right, if the guy never mops floors, that's not his profession. You can't say, I'll offer you to mop the floors and take a place as a janitor for the week. Right, you can't do that. So the same thing would be if the guy's not a kol person. Like, you can't sit in the Beis Medrash and, you know, for 8 hours and learn. So you can't make him do that either. But the Pesach Cheshen concludes, but to say Tehillim, everyone could say Tehillim. So you could at least force him to say Tehillim and then pay him like a Tehillim Zogar. That you should be able to do. So, I don't know, Lamaisa, yeah. Yeah, I don't know if there's a going way on that. But that's a Kiddush of the... but whether you want to apply it to these to this case, the halacha is if he can find a cheaper employment, he has to take it, and you have to pay, you as the employer have to fill in the difference. If he chooses not to take it and it's something comparable, right, it's a teaching job only, it's a school that's cheap enough. It's a school he would never want to teach in because they have, you know, certain problems there, so then he could say the same thing, you know, I don't want that school. Right. The same halacha as the other, a similar halacha, the Rama says. What happens if you can find him? Let's talk about the case of mowing the lawn. You had a lawn that's a half an acre, and you find him a job, a 6-acre job to mow that lawn. You find him a harder job to do. So the Rama says, it's a machlokus whether he has to take that or not. The Nesiva says, we're talking about a case where, and the Rama says, we're talking, even if you want to say that he has to take it, it's talking he's going to get paid 6 times the amount. You were going to pay him so much for your half acre, and you're finding him a job of a 3-acre field, so you're going to have to, it has to be a job that he would get 6 times the pay. That's when, according to the Yesh Omrim, he'll have to take that job. So there also, that's where the Nesivas and the Chazanish both say it has to be a job that he's willing to do. Like you're, it's a little job, a little lawn, so you give him a bigger lawn. But if it's mowing the lawn, and now you tell him you want him to climb the tree and knock down the branches 40 feet high, and I'll pay you more for that, so you can't force him to do it. That's not what he's about. He's mows lawns. He's a doctor. He's a lawyer. You can't make them mop the floors or even go into color. I mean, if that's something that they're not used to. Right, so that's the halacha. So based on that, we would come back to our case over here, and we would say, the school can tell the teacher, we're sorry we cost you the loss, but we'll get you a job at that school. You might get less pay, but we'll fill in the rest. Or we'll give you a job in another school, we can get you where you're going to have longer hours, but you'll get more pay, and there you can't turn it down the chlau. You have to take that job because it's the same type of job, you're just working longer, and you'll get extra pay for the extra hours. If you can't find anything, like there are no schools around, which is the way the case happened, I think, if there are no schools around, so then, l'chorum, at this point you would say, ask him, how much would you rather have to stay home rather than teach, and that you would pay him like the pole, basel, until he found another job, right, at least for that school year. That's what you were committed to. Right, and this will just fit into all these cases we had last week with the babysitters and the lawnmowers and all these things, that if we cause them a loss and they can't take a new job, it's too late. They could have had another job and we called them the minute before and we caused them a loss and they can prove they had a loss, and we trust that we caused them a loss. So then we would have to pay them what they would want to pay, what they would want to get paid, not to have to do the job. Right, that's not often an ISA. It happens. We'll see in future shiurim if it's an onus, but even then, it's not going to make a big difference. If we cause someone a loss, we have to pay for it. And the loss here is defined as what they would get, what they would agree to take, not to have to work. But this halacha is wrong. Right? What we said until now is right, but the application to the case of the teacher is wrong because of another gemara. This gemara is on the first page of the handout. Somewhat famous gemara. Amar Rava said, Hayman de agar agure la vitav, someone hired workers to work for, complete a certain job. Vishalam avitav v'palgadiyam, and they finished it faster than he expected. He paid them to work a full day, but they finished it at midday. So he is le'avirta d'nichanina. If he has another job which is less strenuous than the first one that he had asked them to do, yeah, he can give that to them to work the rest of the day, because he hired them for this one day as of work. And he can substitute something which they would certainly do, because it's not that much harder for them. Or, you know, kavasa makidlu, or even if it's equal, he can tell them to do it. But the kashamina, if it's something that's harder than what they had been hired to do, you know, they had been hired to mow the lawn, and now you ask them to take the branches down off the tree, lo makidlu, you can't force them to do it. But nosimim sechorim misham, and you pay them in full. You say you're going to pay them this amount for the day. You ran out of work for them, they finished early. You have to pay them the full day. Why do you have to pay them the full day? You should have to pay him like a poel batul, because what did you cost them? You cost them that half days of work, but they didn't have to work, so they would have enjoyed getting less money for the opportunity not to work. You sent them home in the middle of the day, you should be able to pay them only kapoel batul. Now they have that half day on their hands that they can relax. Right, why over here do you have to pay him the full amount? So the Gemara says, Kikom Arava, Arava's case is talking about Chushi de Mechuza. He's talking about the porters that were in Mechuza, Dilo Abdi Chalshi. They were like muscle men. And if they needed to work constantly, and if they would take off a little bit of time, they would get sick. They would lose their muscle tone, and they wouldn't be able to work anymore. They needed to always be active. Like, they were like jumpy. And for them to take off, was no pleasure for them. They want to always be working, and for them to be inactive is bad for them. It ruins their timing. Like it takes a baseball player to take off 2 weeks, right? It's going to mess him up. He needs to be fine tuned. He doesn't want to take off, right? So in that case, the Gemara says you have to pay them the full amount, because they didn't gain anything by having that relaxing afternoon. They wanted to be working, flexing their muscles, because that's what they do. They can't. There's no pleasure for them. There's no pleasure for them to have a half a day off. So based on this, there are more Paskins that there's another similar profession where people do not want to take off, where it's like just taking off is hard for them because they have to always be active in it. There are more Paskins melamed. A teacher, a rebbe, tzarech litein lo schar mishalem. If it ends up that you have to pay him for not working, either the case the Gemara is talking about because he ran out of work in the midday, or the case we're talking about where you told him we don't need you anymore, we found someone more qualified, more experienced. So then you have to pay him his full pay, the lo kapala batel, and not like a pala batel, not like an inactive worker. Why? Because teachers, if they don't teach, they get weak also. Except the Rama ends up saying, that which we say you have to pay him the full wage, that's only if you really know that he wants to teach every single day. But if you know that he's the type of teacher that doesn't mind, you know, nowadays we have teachers that they don't mind taking days off. You know, it depends what type the teva is. I was thinking, I don't know if this is a good raya, I don't mean this lemaisa, but sometimes when it's snow days, right, the school's off, you go to some of the shuls, there are teachers that say, you know, they call up the class and say, I'm going to be giving shiur at the shul, so-and-so shul, you can come. And, you know, they have a lot of rebbes do that. So I think that rebbe is saying that he doesn't want the day off, unless he's just doing it because he feels like it's lishma and he wants to. But it could be, maybe it's hard for us to understand, but it could be that there are people that are in this profession, in teaching, that it's such a fine-tuned job that you have to be doing it all the time, that to take a day off, it loses momentum, it gets them less sharp. So the Rama Paskins that a teacher, if he's that type of teacher, can have the same kind of, I'm not relaxing with this day off, it's bad for me. I don't want the day off, so you can't pay me a kapoel batel, I want to have my full wages. Now you might ask me, how about if he's teaching geometry? Why are you only teaching Torah? So some want to say that, but the Smart on the handout says, why is it that someone wants to teach constantly? Because Pekutei Hashem Yisharim, the Sam Chalev, the Mitzvahs of Hashem, when you're teaching them, they give you Simcha. right? Teaching calculus doesn't do that, right? That's the smart first reason, that the mitzvahs of Hashem, teaching about them, gives simcha. And then he says, then he brings the second reason, because when you're working with the children, if you lose momentum, you lose the touch, that might apply to other teachers. But he does put in that Kriya Hashem Yesharim, and that the mitzvahs are Yesharim, and that you don't want to take a day off from. So Himself extends this halacha to a moel. Once again, I can't say from experience, but a moel will travel and charge a certain amount to do a bris. You tell him, look, I found someone else, I'll give you a little bit less to take the day off. Right, a moel doesn't want to take that day off. The moel is being osek in this mitzvah. The mitzvah makes him so happy. To take a day off from that, he's not willing to take any cut and pay for that. You tell the moel, I'm sorry, I don't need you, I found someone more experienced the day of the bris, and he can't get another job. If some sufferer says, he'll have to pay you the whole amount that you were going to pay him, which whatever the going rate was. Right? A moel is also someone that doesn't want to take a day off. And the shaylos by Rabban, and there's different cases like that in the poskim they talk about to extend this halacha. Right, so back to our teaching case now. Right, it kind of changes the picture now. Right, this person here was involved in teaching Torah. Well, he wasn't teaching mathematics. So even though he said this whole thing about Poem Bottle and estimating either half the value or see how much of you won, he can say, look, I'm a teacher who doesn't want to take off. It's not any pleasure for me to take off that I should take a cut in pay not to be able to teach this year. And that might be a difference also between snow days and a year. A snow day, I don't think that's the same. Just because the teacher's willing to take off a snow day, if it snowed and he didn't show up in the shul that day with all the shiur, I don't know, that would mean he's not a teacher that doesn't want to lose his touch. It could be, for the day he can handle it. But here we're talking, he's going to take off a year, and who knows when he's going to get another job, right? It could also be a taina that if, it's harder for him to get a job if he hasn't been actively teaching. Let's say, oh, you've been, couldn't find a job for 2 years, you're going to get a job now, right? That might be another taina. But here we're talking with this person, Reuven, the Toveya, had lost his job for the whole year of teaching, so he has the right to say, I don't want kapola bottle, I want to have full pay because I'm a teacher. And for me, it's no simcha, it's no joy to have the day off. I don't deserve a kapola bottle, I should get the full pay. Now, once again, he'll have to prove that he's that type of teacher in order to be mostly the money from the employer. So the maskana of this case, this is in Shura Sadin. These different cases from Eretz Yisrael Dayonim. So the maskana of this case was that they have to pay him the full amount until he finds work. Right, the school who fired him, and he could have had another job, assuming that he could prove that he could have had another job, they have to pay him for the full amount that they had hired him for until he finds a new job. Now, what the only thing they can do is say one of those two options that we talked about before. Right, he has the responsibility to find a new job. If they can come to Beis Din and say he was offered a job at a certain school with less pay but he turned it down, so then he lost himself his paid vacation, because if he had gotten that job, he could have taken that job and had the rest filled in by that school. He turned that down, so they're not responsible to give him a kapola bottle anymore, because it's his fault. He had the opportunity to get the job and he turned it down. And the same thing is if he has the opportunity to get a job that might be more strenuous, harder, with that extra pay, so then also he will, and he turns that down, he again loses his rights to this paid unemployment that he's getting from the first school, because he had the opportunity to get a job which should be matin to him, assuming that it meets his standards, right? Both these jobs have to be something that he would normally have agreed to get hired for, right? It'll be up to him to prove that it's not, once again, but it has to be a job that he would have no problems with. It's not mopping the floor in the school, and it's not teaching the you know, preschool when he was teaching Gemara. That has to be something that he could do, and he would do. And if he turns that down, so then he lost his opportunity for this paid unemployment. Right, so that's the way this case ends up. So that's the end of these last two shiurim. We were talking about what happens when there has been nothing more than a oral commitment. Right, the next couple of weeks we'll talk about what happens if the person already started working, or there was a kinyan, there was something more than an oral commitment. Right, so I handed out the, if there's any left, but I gave this practice case that was not yet from last week. Right, just to think about this case, and this was also a case from another sefer, that someone had enrolled their child in a school, given postdated checks, and the day before the school started, the week before the school started, the father said, "I found another school for my child. I don't want him to go to this school. It could be nogea camps. You have your child going to a camp, and the week before you say, I decided to send to that camp, not to your camp." So which of the two shiurim do you think that case would fit into? Did this cause a loss to the school, or did it not cause a loss to the school?
Now 40, so they hire another Rebbe.
Okay.
And he pulled the child out.
So that certainly caused a loss. How about if that wasn't the case? I'll give you another case where it's a loss to the school. There were 11 kids, and then he pulled his kid out, and then someone else pulled their kid, and there were 9 now, and they couldn't open up that class. And, you know, they had to say goodbye to all the other 8. But suppose a normal case, right? A normal case, and I don't want you to say those two cases. A normal case where there is 20, and now there's going to be 21, and then you put them back down to 20, hopefully.
Marginal cost is close to
zero. Right. But you cost them the tuition, they're losing the tuition, right? You had given them the $10,000 tuition that they charge, and now you're pulling that out. Is that quite a loss? Did you cost them that $10,000 loss? Okay, that would be, let's say they didn't. We're talking, you know, then for sure. But that loss would be just those supplies, you know, $100, $200. How about the $10,000? Did you cause them a... It's here even though... No, they wouldn't have. They would have assessed it right in the middle. Right, so even though then the surface it looks like you're costing them $10,000 because you pull your kid out and they can replace it because they get a 21st. They would have had 22. They would have had 23, right? In that way, you... It did cause them a loss, but only we said you needed two things to be called a loss. It had to be that they could have had another opportunity, and now they can't have it. So even though now they could replace your kid, but before they can replace your kid, but beforehand they couldn't replace him either. You know, all along you just gave them that extra kid. Now that you took him out, you're just taking back what you're giving them. That's not called a loss. The difference would be another difference, and this is in this. Another sefer forgot. The difference would be that if it's not a school, it's a rebbe, right? It's a private rebbe, homeschooling, whatever. And he turned down a job with 21 children where he would have gotten more money and to do this one with 21. And now that you made it down to 20, he's getting less money. So there he had another option. He had an option to teach a class of 21 and get 21 paychecks. You cost him that extra paycheck. In the case of a school where the school couldn't have said we were going to close down and start somewhere else. This is a school here and we take in whoever comes. So in that case, there's no monetary loss. But then you would go into different cases like we had last week. What will be tarumas? It's tarumas if they, here it doesn't apply, that, you know, they can't replace you. So the whole thing of tarumas doesn't apply unless we're talking about that other case. Mukhlusa Amanda will depend on whether you found a cheaper school, you found another reason. Aruch HaShulchan would say you found a school better for your child. According to Aruch HaShulchan, then be mutter lechachilin, there's no problem at all.